proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue in our series relating to the Songs of Ascent, Psalms 120 through Psalm 134, looking at how God upholds and sustains his people. Throughout these Songs of Ascent, Jewish worshipers praise God for what he did for them. In the previous session, we saw how God provided and protected the Jewish people. In this session, we'll see how God upholds and sustains the Jews. Psalm 125 began with these words, quote, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever," unquote. The Jewish people knew that God remained faithful to his promises. Just as Mount Zion itself was a fixed point of topographical reference, so God remained steadfast and faithful. Recalling God's covenant, which was contained in 2 Samuel chapter 7, recalling God's covenant with David, the writer of Psalm 132 asserted, quote, "The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne," unquote. The author of that chapter also affirmed, quote, "There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish," unquote. God provided to sustain David, setting him on the throne of the nation of Israel, and upholding him and his family there. The final verses of Psalm 132 also alluded to how God would support the nation of Israel. In that chapter, God stated that, quote, "I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy," unquote. God sustained the Jewish people during troublous times. The author of Psalm 128 detailed several benefits that accrued to the godly. First of all, God would provide for their needs. The author of Psalm 128 wrote that, quote, "Thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt they be, and it shall be well with thee," unquote. Another blessing the godly would receive would be relating to their domestic life. The author of Psalm 128 wrote that, quote, "Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants around thy table," unquote. God also sustained the Jews through external persecutions. The author of Psalm 124 wrote that, quote, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then had they swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us," unquote. The author of that chapter added that, quote, "The waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul," unquote. God not only enabled the Jewish people to confront their foes, he empowered them to confound their foes. In the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, Paul cataloged a number of challenges that Christians might face. He listed, quote, "tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword," unquote. He continued that, quote, "in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us," unquote. Paul concluded by stating that, quote, "neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord," unquote. Christians have the assurance God will uphold them and he will sustain them. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.